I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. A United Nations article says up to 41 million youths in the Sahel region, a wasteland stretching from West to East Africa, will face poverty, possibly creating fertile ground for radicalization. Jeff Palmer with Baptist Global Response.
People aren't radicalized because of poverty. People who come from wealthy backgrounds can follow the same route.
Instead, causes of radicalization are both physical and spiritual.
I think what solves a problem like this is a change of heart and a change of people and a change of worldview of who they are and where they are in terms of relationship to God.
The UN says these youths face hopelessness, but Christians can offer the ultimate hope of Christ.
They can pray, they can give, and actually we have opportunities in certain areas and certain types of people to go and be a part of doing something about this hands-on in that part of the world.
Youths everywhere need to discover the hope of Christ. One of those groups is orphan graduates. Amy Norton with Orphan Outreach explains the serious issues orphans in some countries face when they age out of the system.
The statistics in Russia were extremely high of kids when they leave the orphanage, which usually is at 15, they end up on the street and they are victims of drugs and prostitution and crime and unfortunately an extremely high rate of suicide.
A situation like this may seem hopeless, but through its orphan graduate program, Orphan Outreach is giving young adults a chance to succeed. Christian social workers teach skills like managing a budget and applying for a job, all from a Christian perspective. Feel like you could be part of the solution? Check out the details at missionnews.org. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Christmas is approaching. For a gift of any amount, MNN is making available Chris Tomlin's CD, Adore. Get yours by calling us at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.